We're talking with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
What does this ruling mean, and why did the broadcasters win?
Well, the broadcasters won because the court, in my humble opinion, correctly interpreted the meaning of the copyright laws and basically said, no, you can't steal a broadcaster's work product, what it is they put on the air, and resell it to people. You know, in a lot of ways, Kristen Sherman, I have to tell you, it was almost incredible that this had to go to the Supreme Court to be decided, because the interpretation of the copyright law as any rebroadcast or retransmission, you've heard it 1,000 times, of copyrighted content, how that could even possibly be okay just really sort of befuddled a lot of industry observers. But yet it did go to the court, and in the 6-3 ruling, they said, no, Carol, you cannot pluck a broadcaster's signal off the air and turn around and resell it. It really is that simple.
So will this have ramifications through the industry now? And some people see this as kind of stopping a new technology from going forward.
You know, that's a good question. Is it a technology or is it a loophole? Was there any innovation really taking place by finding a new way to suck down a broadcaster signal and resell it? Or was there true innovation? New content, new programming, new ideas, new things that can stimulate the consumer's interest in what it is content providers do. I answer, and I think the Supreme Court agreed, the answer when it came to Arrow was no. There wasn't any innovation taking place per se. So the court was very specific and very careful to rule narrowly, saying, while we rule this way in this particular case, please don't apply this decision to anything that has to do with, you know, cloud-based DVRs and other subscription services that may come about or evolve that represent true innovation.
Tom, I just thought of this as we were going into this interview, and I just thought about a device known as Slingbox, which is a little techie, but people who know Slingbox know what it does. It basically allows you to take the signal on your home TV set and relay it by the internet to any other location. Why is Slingbox legal, but Aereo would not be legal?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you here, Sherman, to really parse that, the subtle differences in their technology or how they may vary in a one-to-one versus one-to-many type application, that's my suspicion. I don't know specifically. Maybe it's as simple as the fact that it's never been litigated because their addressable market wasn't large enough for the broadcasters to care.
Yeah, Slingbox.
Those would be, I guess, 2 guesses I'd make on a good question.
Yeah, I'm not sure that Slingbox would work on a multiple platform. Anyway, let's move to another subject here, and that is at the Google Developers Conference. The big buzz is Google TV set-top box. What are you hearing?
Yeah, it's supposed to be, going to be leveraging their Android TV software. That's the big thing. Somebody else is going to make it. As has been in the case in the past with some of their hardware software options. They've swung and missed a couple of times at something that projectors at a Google TV. But, industry analysts continue to say this is an important space to be in, to get in there and compete with Apple TV and Amazon Fire TV and Xbox and Roku. My sense is that for the consumer, having 20 boxes on top of your television is probably A, pretty inelegant, and B, probably a transitional technology. But you still see the big brands, particularly those who are involved in advertising, like Google, feeling that they have to get involved and have some sort of an offering in this space, and now you're seeing it.
Are we going to continue to move towards smaller screens, or is it sufficient that they're pouring all of these resources into the big screens? There will continue to be an audience for that?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a case of four. I think it's definitely a case of being able to, to use this example of starting to play a game on the bus on your way to work on your mobile phone, and then being able to continue that game when you get to your television at home. You know, that application to me sounds, I don't know.
Yeah.
It is what it is. But they seem to think that there's going to be value in that with the younger demographic. But I think screen size is maybe less important, as in the multiplicity of screens, being able to have a fully addressed mobile, tablet, and the screen in the front room, which still remains the big sticking point.
Tom, thanks for being with us today. Tom Lason, President, New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle.
News time, 12:25.